Live from Montreal, this is 120 Seconds of Tech with Bruno Guglielminetti.
It is Monday, June 22nd. Viva Tech 2026 wrapped up this weekend. This 10th edition set a record with over 200,000 visitors attending the show last week. Another figure, the event brought together more than 15,000 startups, 4,500 exhibitors, and over 1,150 speakers. 60 national pavilions were also present during this edition. According to the organizers, this edition confirms the change in scale for Viva Tech on the international stage. So, read. Microsoft is ending support for Office 2021 on October 13th. Word, Excel, and PowerPoint should continue to work, but without security updates, users face increased risks. To users, Microsoft offers Office 2024 with a perpetual license or the Microsoft 365 option, the subscription-based plan. Google is turning the page on Nest Mini and Nest Audio speakers. The two products launched in 2019 are disappearing as Google refocuses its smart home around Gemini. The company confirms, however, that devices already sold will continue to receive patches, security updates, and customer support. Google is now focusing its offering on its new Google Home speaker. Adobe is adding new features to Firefly and Creative Cloud to make generative AI more useful in production. The most important new feature is called Element. It allows you to keep the same characters, objects, or settings from one image to another. The goal is to fix a common AI problem, which is visual inconsistency between multiple generations. And finally, Pixel users are reporting major touchscreen issues after the update to Android 17. Bugs include unresponsive keys, misinterpreted gestures, and unpredictable screen reactions. The issue adds to other reported irritants, including Wi-Fi and widget problems. Google is reportedly aware and preparing an official fix. See you tomorrow.
Orchestrated by Productivia.